This is a podcast where me, Nathan Ray, asks, is this a good idea? Crazy concept or incredible insight? Please let me know.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the podcast, Nathan Ray Asks, is this a good idea? Like you've probably worked out, the premise of this podcast is about me asking myself if ideas are good or not, in a slightly formulaic or a structured way. But where do I get these ideas from? Well, I ask the idea, is this a good idea? Mainly the ideas are coming from my own head. They've been floating around there for a while, and I've found a way to ask them in a public way. Or maybe it's an idea I've seen on the internet, or I've heard someone, overheard someone ask, and I want to give my opinion on them. Really, any idea which I find, I can air my views on it here and come up with the pros and cons. So upcoming episodes are going to be covering ideas such as Quantum Pool, which is an idea I had for a mobile app, a mobile game, where you play a game of pool, but the pool balls obey quantum laws, probability laws, instead of, you know, Newtonian bouncing objects off other objects kind of laws. So Quantum Pool. And then we've got other ideas like, is it a good idea to podcast drunk? Is it a good idea to have a written constitution? Which I'll go into some of the pros and cons of having a written constitution, in my opinion. I might leave these heavier subjects till later. Is it a good idea? Oh, well, I have an idea which crowdsources local government services, and I'm going to ask if that's a good idea to do. Anyway, I've got loads of good ideas covering sports and politics and a few ethics and philosophy, and then also just gadgets and tools and things. So these are all things which I've never really had chance to develop myself, or had the money or skills, or I just can't be bothered. I'm just being lazy. But I'd like to get other people's opinions on them and see if they're worth giving a go. So that's what I'm going to be covering upcoming. This episode, though, the idea I would cover in this is podcasting a good idea? So in the future, I might have a Nathan Ray Asks, is blah, 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 a good idea? You know, like a little bit of a jingle there. Anyway, we'll see. So is podcasting a good idea? Well, podcasting is a good idea in general. Lots of people podcast, lots of organisations podcast. It's a good way of getting your content out to the world in a way where people can just subscribe once and then keep listening until they're sick of it and then they unsubscribe. Lots of people don't really understand what podcasting is. My mum is podcasting at the moment. She's getting all the thing called the Desert Island Discs radio shows. The whole archives are being made available as a podcast, and she's copying them individually one by one from the internet to a file system, and then pulling them from a file system across into this like ancient MP3 player that I gave her years ago. I don't think she gets quite the idea of what podcasting can be. Like, it auto updates and then auto deletes your content once you've listened to it and things, but I'm sure she'll get there in the future. So it still is a little bit of a niche thing, podcasting. I mean, lots of people do it. Some people call it internet radio, some call it webcasting. Some people do it professionally. Some people just do it for the love of it. We'll see. I'm not really going to be doing this professionally on this podcast, but I might be doing it in the future. So yes, podcasting is a good idea, but is me podcasting a good idea? We'll see. So my pros for it is, like I said before, I want a way to get my ideas into the world. I'm not very good at writing blogs. I mean, I blog, but it's mainly I just post videos of the projects I'm involved in and post news and things like that. It's not really a good platform for me to put my ideas up. But I'm good at talking. Oh, I think I'm good at talking. So I think podcasting could be the way to go. It's also a good idea because it helps me get feedback for my ideas. This podcast works because, well, hopefully it'll work because it's just not me whistling into the wind and just talking to nobody. I'd love to get your feedback on the podcast, but also your feedback on the ideas I come up with. And I'd love to hear your pros and cons for it. Or if you have any ideas to add to these ideas and make them better. Or if you have any ideas that you would like me to have a look at and give my opinion on. I don't know why my opinion should be especially important, but I'm always ready to give my opinion on other people's interesting and unique ideas. So yeah, send me your feedback on this podcast and your ideas. I'll give you some details about how to do that at the end. Another pro is It's practice because I'm hopefully going to be podcasting in the future. I have done some podcasting in the past. I've been on the Tech Grumps podcast recently a few times. Tech Grumps is a podcast where people like technology fans and geeks get together and grump about their experiences with bad technology or bad services and what they think's wrong with the technology world and things. Anyway, Google Tech Grumps, it's quite a fun little podcast which a few people I know do. Well, they do it and they've invited me on it a few times. You can also, I've done some podcasting with my brother on a couple of his podcasts, which is the Science Fiction Book Review podcast and his juggling podcast. His name is Luke Burridge, if you Google that. And years ago, I did a podcast with my family, with Shona and the girls. Oh, Shona's my wife, by the way, and the girls are my two little girls. At the time, they were like 3 and 5 or 2 and 4. I don't know how old they were at the time. Anyway, we were doing a film review podcast where we watched and reviewed a children's movie and then reviewed it and gave our opinions on whether you should buy it and keep it or just rent it or catch it while it's on or bin it. And if you have this movie on your shelf, you should throw it away because it's actually bad for your children's souls. But we had to stop doing that because a few years ago we started fostering and our foster child wasn't allowed to be on the podcasts or on the internet. In fact, nobody on the internet has ever really seen any photos of him. And that's why if you see me talking on Twitter about my invisible son, that's who I mean. But we're going to be adopting him soon. So then I'll be able to actually mention his name on the internet and post some pictures and videos of him. So maybe when that happens, we can start maybe podcasting again. I'm also going to be doing some more professional podcasts through work and things, and I'd love to get a bit of experience so when I go and do those I don't seem like a total dolt and ignoramus not knowing how to record audio properly and upload it thing. So yeah, professional practice, professional development, good idea. Last couple, hopefully it's going to be lots of fun in the future. I hope to your feedback, respond to listeners. I hope a couple of listeners will actually come onto the podcast. We can record it over Skype and I'll ask if something's a good idea and then maybe they can shoot it down and shoot my ideas down or vice versa. And last of all, the podcasting pros, it's for my ego really. I kind of think I don't have a big enough ego. I would like more of an ego, so I hope thousands and hundreds of thousands of people listen to this podcast. It becomes wildly successful. I can get sponsorship. I can be invited to podcasting conferences as the keynote speaker. You know, all of those type of things, which never actually happen with podcasters. Podcasting cons. Insert some music there. Yeah, the worst thing really is coming across as a bit stupid or a bit arrogant. I mean, I do come up with ideas, some of them good, I'm sure some of them are stupid. Maybe I'll muddle up words, maybe I'll come up with an idea which obviously has like a massive flaw, like it goes against the idea, like the laws of thermodynamics and it'll never work, or people just don't think my way, or maybe I come up with an idea and someone else has already come up with it and it's available to buy in the 18 largest markets around the US, but you know, I've never heard of it. So sounding stupid, I don't want to sound stupid. Second con is no one will listen, which is it's exclusive with, what do we call it? Mutually exclusive with the first one. If I sound stupid and no one's listening, it doesn't really matter. Though if I'm sounding stupid and loads of people are listening, again, it doesn't really matter because loads of people will be listening to me being stupid or sounding stupid. So no one will listen. I can kind of ignore that one. Take too much time and effort. Yeah, I've got a good way of doing this at the moment. I'm recording onto an iPad app at the moment where I can also edit and then I can upload directly from the edit Dropbox and then from Dropbox across to Audioboo and then publish it on Audioboo and then Audioboo will publish that straight onto my blog and iTunes and everything will pick it up there. So it should only take, once I finish recording, I'm going to try and do all the episodes just in one take because I can't be bothered with recording, with editing really. Just record it straight through, check the levels, upload it. It should only take 5 or 6 steps to do it, so it shouldn't take too much time. Lastly though, will I run out of ideas? I can't really say that. Hopefully I won't run out of ideas. I've got about 10 to start with, which will last me the first few months, I suppose. First few months of ideas. And after that, I'll either have to steal or find ideas somewhere else. Maybe if I keep coming up with ideas, it'll be like this creative muscle where if I keep flexing it, it'll get stronger and it'll be easier and easier to come up with new ideas. I don't know. So, conclusion. Add a bit of music there with the conclusion jingle, which I may or may not do in the future. In conclusion, well, obviously, I do think podcasting is a good idea, and I do think me podcasting is a good idea also. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. But hopefully in the future, this will be a bit of a better conclusion thing. I'll be able to come up with a slightly better conclusion then, obviously. So, what do you think? Is podcasting a good idea? Should I continue with the podcast? Do I sound stupid? Is anyone listening? Have I taken too much time? Anyway, I would love your feedback. Should I add in some music? What do you think about the music? What do you think about my tagline at the end? What should my tagline at the end be? I don't even know. I've not thought of one yet. Please send your feedback to by email, nathan@nathanray.co.uk. And I'm Nathan Ray on Twitter, so that's @NathanRay. I'm also Nathan Ray on Facebook. So if you do Facebook, I think Facebook.com/... Well, and I'm pretty open on Facebook. I'll add anyone as a friend if they request me. And also, go to my website and check out the podcast website, which is nathanray.co.uk. And you'll see the button for the website on there, on the front page. So, yeah, please send me your feedback. Like say Quantum Pool next week, maybe one of the bigger things like crowdsourcing local government or written constitution. The week after that, we'll see. I'm going to wrap it up here. I've done about 12 minutes so far. Hopefully the episodes in the future, maybe a bit longer, maybe a bit shorter. I don't know. We'll see how they develop. So this is where my sign off will go. All professionals and all, you know, pro broadcasters and podcasters have a bit of a side sign off at the end. Nerdist has enjoy your burrito. Twit has another twit is in the can. There's always remember to neuter your cats and dogs. I never really understood that one. But what's mine going to be? Maybe I say, so is it a good idea? You decide? Maybe. Anyway, send me a feedback. Give me a good sign off. And I will see you episode 2.